Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over the radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
I'm in the
Jackson Scream. It's a throwback, and it's not Wednesday. I'm not going to do a throwback show today, but I might sprinkle a few of them in. It doesn't matter when the song came out. It still stands true today. With all of this craziness going on in the world, sometimes you just want to scream. So today you get your opportunity to release some tension, and it's healthy for you. It's actually therapeutic. Yeah, we'll talk about that today, some things that are making me angry, frustrated. It's okay to express that. So today we're going to get to the truth, but all in purpose. It's Miss J in the morning, and I'm your host, Miss J. Those of you who are new to the show, this is your opportunity to change your life for the greater. 2016 is the year of greater. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Today's show is going to be a show where I'm letting it all out. Well, maybe not all of it, some of it, because we only have a limited time together. Of course, we'll still do the Miss J Challenge. We'll still do the Miss J Area Code Check-In. So those of you who are calling in, make sure you tell everybody to get on right now. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com, 8:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. Also on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on BFTM Radio Network 103.3. We are expanding. We're actually streaming on a lot different more websites, but there's a lot of them that I didn't authorize, but I can't really hate. If they love Miss J, then go ahead and share it. I encourage you all to share the show. Each show is archived after recording live and available for you to download for free as an MP3. So your favorite show, you can play it, you can stream it, you can burn it on a CD. I don't mind. It's about sharing the truth and sharing therapeutic processes. I like that. Today, we want to talk about releasing some tension, things that make us angry, things that make us frustrated. Is it okay to be angry? Is it okay to yell? Is it okay to scream? And all of the answers are yes. Yet you have to do it with a purpose. You still have to have control. And it's a time and place for everything. While we're on the road to the journey, the road to greater, and to our successes and our destinies, don't lie to yourself and say that it's not okay to have an emotion and feel anger. Anger is perfectly natural. Now, I know there might be some super Christians out there that might get upset at Miss J and say, oh, no, that is not nice. You should never be angry. Yes, you're going to feel angry. You're going to feel frustrated. People are going to rub you the wrong way. Things that you see are going to make you, sometimes. And it is completely okay. And actually what happens in life and in the way the universe works, if you're a Christian or if you practice any type of religion, the universe does things to agitate you. When I speak and I go to different places, I always use the washing machine as an example to describe anger. The thing in the middle that spins your clothes around and that moves them about is called an agitator. And so sometimes in order to loosen dirt up, loosen things up, loosen emotions up, you're going to have to get agitated. And the more agitated you are, the longer that it goes, the more it pushes you to break free. Just like the washing machine, the same thing with your anger. Sometimes the universe will allow things to happen. Sometimes God will allow things to happen. Sometimes in life, things will happen that will agitate you. At no fault of your own, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person or you did anything bad, or don't blame your spouse and say, you know what, I never should have married you. No, life tests your strength. When you put things out there in the atmosphere and say, I'm going to live a greater life, I'm going to do things greater, I'm going to be more successful, you're going to be tested. You're going to get agitated. There are things that are going to agitate you, and hopefully they'll agitate you enough to change. Which way you change, what choices you make are totally up to you, and that's the key to the test. It's not the agitation or the thing that's making you angry. It's your reaction and your response to it. How are you reacting? If someone cuts you off on the highway, that's going to make you upset. I get upset. I get so mad at dangerous drivers out there, especially when I have my baby in the car. I want to yell all types of words that probably aren't nice and holy. But my child is in the car. So I have to quickly check myself and see, how am I going to react? What am I teaching him? while he's watching me. These are the things that you have to train yourself to do, and these are the things that will determine which way you're going to go in life. It's guaranteed. I started the show off with Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, Scream, because that's really how I feel right now. There are a lot of things going on in the world, especially with all this stuff about fast food and gas prices. I'm not going to talk about the Oscars today. I'm done with it. Thank you, everyone, for hitting me up. I have some questions that were brought to me as well on Twitter and on Facebook on yesterday, so we might clarify those today as well. You guys forgot about Ask Ms. J. Don't worry about it. I got a lot of people wanting private responses. Well, I want to answer some stuff online, too. So if you have any questions that want to be answered on the air, I would love that. People are asking, why aren't you answering any of the Ask Ms. J questions? Well, we're getting a lot of responses, but a lot of people want private responses. So if any of you want public responses, you can still submit it anonymously or give instructions on what parts to keep out, and I'll edit it, and we'll be safe. But the purpose is to help everyone around us with what we're going through. And so with my life, I have been agitated. I get agitated all the time. Oh, my God. There are some things that make me so frustrated, so angry, that I just really want to scream, throw things, yell at people. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I really do want to be a bit, you know, aggressive with somebody. Maybe trip them as they walk by. That's not nice. But it's truth. I think about it. I don't do it, but I do think about it. Especially like that coworker that always tries to cause drama or stir up drama or cause trouble in the workplace. Sometimes you just want to, you know, accidentally put your foot out while they're walking down the aisle and see what happens. But I don't. Just my thought. This show is going to be so funny. Talking about things that agitate us, but getting through the anger. We're getting through the anger, and it's okay to be angry. It's not that you're weak. It's not that you're a bad person. We're going to talk about the things we need to talk about in order to continue to be successful. McDonald's is back in the news, and that's aggravating me, and I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. But we're going to get back into the music. So let's talk about being unbreakable. Here's Janet Jackson on Ms. J in the Morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this.
Side one. I said through my mistakes, it's just a part of growing. And never for a single moment did I ever go without your love. You made me feel wanted. I want to tell you how important you are to me. Get lost in the world, you're always deep there. But you see,
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger. That
don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right, man, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya. Let's play law tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a f*** what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real s*** anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Take it in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't care who made this new gospel, homie. Take this, and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like right now. I don't know if you got a man or not. If you made plans or not. If God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand years, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in a moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'd do anything for a blind eye. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
all the better, faster, stronger.
Oh, that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't live much longer. I know I got to be right, man, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like I never told ya.
Don't
act like I told ya. Don't act like I told ya. Don't act like I told ya. Don't act like I told ya. Baby, you're making it
all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man.
Right before that, we played Unbreakable by Janet Jackson. Our love is unbreakable. Isn't that a wonderful love song? I don't care what anybody else says about us. I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care what anybody else does. We are unbreakable. We're going to be in love forever. Have you ever said that and then you broke up? Doesn't that make you angry? Doesn't that make you frustrated? Let's get right to it. We're talking about the things that make us angry, the things that make us frustrated, the ways we can let off self-esteem and manage our anger in order to remain successful. What a great way to train yourself to be proactive instead of reactive, to talk about the things that make us upset. Now, I'm not going to be able to get through every single situation that's going to make you upset, but today's intention is to make sure to give you a little nugget, you know, just to trigger the back of your mind when those things happen to say, wait. It would not be nice if I go and scratch this car up right now. There could be some consequences that I can't afford and that I don't want to risk. So today's show, we're going to talk about anger and how to get through it. Let's talk about Unbreakable with Janet Jackson. Talking about a love that is unbreakable, sometimes it does happen. Breakups happen. And I want to share this with everyone who is listening. It is okay sometimes to share your emotions about a breakup. It depends on who you share it to and how you share it. But people break up. If you never want to break up, you're never going to find the love of your life if you're looking for the love of your life. If you never want somebody that's been with somebody else, then you're going to have to remain single. It happens in life. There are many times where you can't avoid it. You cannot control the other person. I know there are tons of people who are going to get upset at me about marriage. I'm not condoning divorce. I'm not condoning adultery. I'm not saying just break up and get over it. What I'm saying is it happens. And you must have a plan in life if it happens to you. If a breakup happens, and I'm not going to talk about marriage, I'm talking about dating or people who are courting or whatever word you want to use and on your way to marriage. Adults, especially young folks, we don't want to talk about them. We know they have their own set of issues with considering themselves dating, and we'll talk about that on another show. But I'm talking about adults. And recently I went through some issues, and I've shared it on the show before. I was dumped. We were actually engaged, planning our wedding, and he decided that he did not want to be married anymore. He said, I don't want to get married. And it hurt. It hurt a lot. And I tell people all the time that even though I tried everything I possibly can, I tried to communicate, tried to understand, I tried everything possible, he made his choice that he wanted to go. So I had to let him go. Regardless of how much it hurt, regardless of how much time I invested, even money is invested, relationships invested, you know, connecting with family, bringing people together, all this other type of stuff around it, I have to get through it. I can't remain bitter. I can't remain upset. I can't hate him and all this stuff and expect to be successful and still move forward in life. And I actually shared it openly on Facebook. Those of you who follow me, if you missed it, then you're going to have to go back a while ago because this was months ago. I actually shared it on Facebook that as soon as I released him, and not just him as if I don't care about the person, I don't care. As soon as I released the relationship, I was blessed considerably. I got a promotion at work, which included more money. I got other things, and not just saying that financial is always the reward, but the peace that you have. And it's about your reaction. Sometimes things happen in life to test you to see how you react. Some things happen in life just for a tester, just for a training, just to see if you're actually ready and bring some things in your life to show yourself to yourself. Breakups happen. People move on. You grow apart. Situations, you could be together for years and go through the exact same situation and have a totally different interpretation because you guys are two totally different people. It's not about what they did to you, what they should have did, what they could have did, what they would have did. All these things are going to go through your mind. It's all about how you're going to react. How are you going to treat this person? Did I get angry? Yes. Did I yell? Yes. Did I say mean things? Yes. I did a lot of emotional things, and it didn't benefit me until I released. So when you're in a relationship, when you're going through things that are making you upset, you have to, number one, evaluate the situation. Is this a deal breaker? You know, you could be, your spouse could just never take out the trash. Now, is this a reason why you want to get a divorce? Maybe not. Maybe you need to reevaluate your emotions and say, well, let's compromise. If he or she doesn't take out the trash, then he or she could be better at something else. If he or she is not good at organizing and cleaning, maybe he or she is better at finances and budgeting and that type of thing. You have to find a compromise. You have to be adults, conversate, find a compromise first. If there is not a compromise, you can't come to a common ground, or you can't figure out if this is a deal breaker or not, go to the next step. Open communication. Communicate it properly. If you're married to this person, invested into this person, and you cannot speak your mind the way that you feel in the moment without any backlash, then maybe you need to reconsider the relationship. Now, that doesn't mean you just go and say whatever you want to say in a mean way and expect the person to be forgiving and not have a natural reaction. It means that you should be able to be honest, be able to share your truth with respect, and that same person returns the same favor or the same respect to you. If that can't happen on a basic level, then you need to reconsider the relationship. Moving forward, is this a pattern? Is this a habit? Is this a red flag to show you things that have been going on before you even got together? Is this a warning sign? Take heed to the little voice in the back of your head, your woman's intuition. Make sure you pay attention to the signs. Is this something that's been happening and you kept overlooking it and thinking it's going to change, and a few years down the line it's still happening and here it is again? Then you need to deal with it. And how are you going to deal with it without open communication, without seeing if it's a deal breaker? If you can't come to a conclusion with this person and you feel like throwing your hands up and it's over, then you make a mature decision based on what's best for the both of you. Not just what's best for you, what's best for the other person as well. Once you get through that, I guarantee you, you'll be able to survive whatever the outcome is, if it's to stay together or if it's to go apart. Yes, you will feel hurt. Yes, there will be some healing processes that you may have to take, but you can get through it quickly. People say, how did you get over it so quickly? Because I had to be real with myself. I had to be honest with myself. I had to tell myself, Jay, what's best for the both of you? Is it best to stay in this relationship with a lack of trust? Is it best to stay in this relationship with hurt and the person not wanting to go through a healing process? No, it is not. If a person made up their mind, they're not compromising, they don't want to see if it's a deal breaker, then let it go. And as soon as I did, I felt complete peace. And that's all honesty. And now I'm able to move forward. The healing takes time. There are some triggers in relationships for certain people that when you meet new people, you get back out there on the dating scene. You can be together with a person for years, and the dating scene is so scary. You don't want to go there. You don't want to talk about it. It is a process. But if you feel that you're worth it, you feel that you deserve it, then you need to make sure that you're doing the proper steps to go through it. That doesn't kill you can only make you stronger, just like Kanye West said. It will teach you. It will strengthen you. It will mold you. It will guide you. Troubles happen. Things that agitate you happen, and you have to keep going. I tell people all the time, don't go back and forth yelling with the person and you see that you're growing apart. Be cool. Be calm. Sometimes you don't need to say anything. Just let the dust settle for a while. Relax. Everybody go to their respective corners. Take a breather and then come back at it. Let the bell ring. Ding. Let's go back at it in the ring and see what happens. Then let's breathe again. Okay. This isn't working. Now it's over. Now, I'm not saying to actually fight. I'm saying to go at it as far as working it out. I don't want Ms. J to say, I'm getting in the boxing ring. People to say, Ms. J said, get in the boxing ring. No. What I'm saying is work it out. And if it doesn't work out, breathe. Take your time. Step away. You might need to just relax for a day. Take a vacation away from each other. Get some time apart to reevaluate yourself. Then come back together and start all over again. Is this a deal breaker? Open communication. Start the process. Get through it. And I guarantee you, your anger will subside. You won't be so angry and emotional all the time. Telling you, things that aggravate us in relationships. We're going to talk about a little bit more. Of course, we have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up a little bit later. But right now, as we're talking about things that are agitating us, things that make us upset and getting through the anger, the Ms. J challenge. Those of you who are new to the show, it's just a simple quote. And the quote states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Even when you're angry, you have a choice to be as positive as possible in that situation. Just like the example I gave when a person cuts me off or driving recklessly with my child in the car, although I am still angry, I have to make a choice to be as positive in that situation as possible. And it happens so quick. can't just fly off the handle and start cursing and my child's in the car. What type of example are you setting? That makes me upset as well, talking about getting through the anger and things that aggravate us and make us upset. Parents who are not taking heed to the example you are giving your children. You are giving your children an example by the things you say, do, and the things that you don't say and don't do. They look at it all. If you say that your child is a strong-willed child, you gave them that ability. Now, you guys know, I know some parents just grunted, I heard you. Yes, don't blame it all. He gets it from his daddy or she gets it from her mama or vice versa. Children learn by example. Yes, there are certain characteristic personality traits that they will have. But most of the time, 99.99% of the time, there are those 0.01 children that are just special from another world, and we all don't have them. So don't say that's your child. But children learn by example. It is not until adolescence that they actually start mixing in some sort of reason and emotion and that type of thing. Children learn by example. If you have a child that's very aggressive, then what are you showing? What are they hearing? What are they watching? Maybe it's not necessarily you. It could be what they're exposed to, especially the younger children, elementary school, preschool, and younger. Maybe it's the child care provider. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a sibling that's showing aggression. Maybe it's what they're watching on TV. Maybe it's the music they're listening to, or maybe it is you. But you have to make sure to make a choice to be positive in every way, no matter what it is. I'm bringing it back to the Ms. J Challenge. Each and every day, I want to make sure to challenge you to create habits of greater thoughts, greater speech, and greater actions in order to live a greater life. And that's the purpose of the Ms. J Challenge. I say it every single show. It takes a minimum of 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. And that means you don't take any breaks. That's what consecutive means. You don't stop. You have to keep going for 21 straight days minimum to create a new habit. Some of us have created habits of smoking, habits of drinking, all types of habits that are toxic to our bodies, habits of junk food. Some people have habits of lying, which is very aggravating. But let's create habits of greater things. And starting with the Ms. J Challenge to train yourself to be more positive in every situation and take advantage of your choice. So each and every day, you start your day off with this positive affirmation for 21 days straight, and then it will become a subconscious choice to make a positive decision in any situation. As positive as you can find. You have to practice these things. This is a process. So when people are aggravating you, making you angry, you stop and just repeat the quote. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. The Ms. J Challenge. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Today we have some things that we're going to talk about on the show, but I want to break it up and listen to some music as well. But before I get to that, I actually want to continue. Let's just go ahead and do that. That's why I love being live. I can make decisions, split decisions, based on my emotions in the moment versus what I have planned. So let's talk about what's going on in the news. McDonald's is back in the news. McDonald's, please leave me alone. I'm getting aggravated. I made a declaration. I divorced fast food. Now, necessarily not for my son. He does get spoiled by his grandmother and goes out and gets treats and that type of thing. But for me, I'm done with fast food, and eventually I will take it away from my son as well. What I'm going to do is make sure that I am preparing my own meals, that if I can't prepare my own meals, then I'm going to make a better choice and go to a deli or something that's prepared, just not a fast food restaurant like McDonald's or Taco Bell or Burger King and all that pizza and junk and all that. I have to make sure I'm taking care of my health. So, yes, Ms. J got a divorce from fast food. Ever since I got a divorce from fast food, McDonald's has been in the news. McDonald's raised the prices. Now McDonald's is in the news talking about they're lowering the prices. I am sick of McDonald's. I am really sick of McDonald's, and I'm sharing this why. Now, that doesn't mean I'm endorsing you to go anywhere else. Nobody, Burger King did not pay me to say this. What I'm saying is now they're saying that they're going to lower the prices because they are targeting more lower-income customers. Because gas prices are lowering, they're going to add more value menu items. Well, now you're charging us $7 for a combo meal, Then you're going to lower the prices again because gas prices are lower, but only for a limited time, and raise the prices again. It is becoming way too expensive to go and eat at McDonald's, go and eat at any fast food place. For my son and I, we rip up through $20, sometimes $30 on just one meal. And the value of the food is not up to par. If you've noticed, you go to McDonald's, the fries are always cold. And if they're not, they're hot, soggy, and no salt, or way too much salt, where you're sitting there needing a whole cup. The cups, the large cups, are now not even large like they used to be. And good thing they're still keeping the dollar drinks, so that's good. The drinks I can still do. I can go and get a large tea for a dollar, and that's fine. I divorced sodas too, so I have to do like lemonade or tea or something like that. But with that being said, all fast food, they slap your food together, throw it in the wrapper, whatever it looks like on the picture never is what you get. You're scared now because of all of the things that you're seeing in the news, that people are finding hair and pieces of rodents and insects in their food because they're not taking care of it, no matter what score they got from the health inspection. Let me let you know, I worked in fast food for some years. People know around the time they're going to have inspection, fast food restaurants. They may not know the exact date, but they know around the time they're going to have inspection. So what do? They clean up around that time. Sometimes it might be quicker. It rarely happens in most corporations that it is a surprise. I wish it really was a surprise. I wish people had more secret shoppers so corporations can see what horrible customer service is received and what horrible quality of food that's tossed at us after we're spending our hard-earned dollars. So now McDonald's is putting out an article saying that for a limited time, because gas prices are lower and the economy is bad and unemployment rates are high, that they're going to lower their prices for just a limited time, of course, and add more items to the value menu. Yeah, that's what they're saying. I'm going to go ahead and post, actually, as I'm talking. I'm going to post the article on social media so you guys can go and read it for yourself. But while I'm doing that, let's get into some music. I'm telling you guys, we're getting through the anger. You guys can see what agitates Ms. J. But regardless, we're going to live our lives. So here's T.I. and Rihanna right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey.
Watch my future fade away. problems with their record sales, just how I feel. But that don't work and all else fails, then turn around and follow still. I got love for the game, but hey, I'm not in love with all of it. Could do without the fame, and rappers nowadays are comedy. The hooting and the hollering back and forth with the arguing. Where you from, who you know, what you making, what kind of car you in. Seems as though you lost sight of what's important when depositing the checks into your bank account and you up out of poverty. Your values is a disarray, prioritizing horribly. Unhappy with the riches cause you're piss poor morally. Ignoring all prior advice and forewarning, and we mighty full of ourselves all of a sudden, aren't we?
Featuring Rihanna right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We're talking about getting through the anger. How can you get through the anger when all these things is going on around you? All these things are agitating you, making sure you're being proactive instead of reactive. Training yourself for certain situations, just like an emergency situation. Has ever been in a building at school or at work, and they always do the drills, the emergency drills in case of a fire, in case of earthquake here in California on the West Coast, in case of a hurricane, a storm, natural disaster, or any type of terrorist attacks or anything like that? What is the plan? Being proactive, training yourself that you may not know when it's going to happen, but you already have internally a plan in place to handle the situation. The same thing with your anger, and that's what today's show is about. Regardless of the situation, what is your plan of action? How are you going to get through your anger? Anger will happen. Disasters will happen. How it happens to you or how it's affected by you, you may not be able to control it, but you still have to make sure you have a plan in place. If you're a business owner working for a corporation or just dealing with people in general, if someone yells at you, it may not be the best for you to haul off and be violent and put your hands on them. It is illegal to do so. You can be sued. You can be arrested. Don't do it. So have a plan in place. If you feel that you're the type of person that gets violent and get physical really quick, what are you going to do to be proactive and more positive in that situation? Making sure that you're doing what you need to do in order to not only gain the success, but to sustain your successes. I cannot stand hearing horrible stories about wonderful people who did wonderful things, and out of a vat of emotions, because they didn't have a plan of action, because they weren't trained enough, reacted and lost it all. You see it with celebrities all the time. And it happens in life all the time. It's happened to Ms. J. I have ruined some relationships not being prepared for certain situations, not making a choice to be positive. It has happened to me, and it can, and it will more than likely happen to you. But how do you get through the anger? How do you get over it? How do you avoid these tragic things from happening? Well, being more proactive, focusing more on the positive things in life. If you focus on positive, listen to positive things will come out. And that's why Ms. J in the Morning is so crucial and vital to your life. There are some other things that's going on in the news, and I'm going to do a quick short called Who Cares? Ms. J doesn't. Things that are going on in the news aggravate me. A lot of things that are put out there aggravate me. Nowadays, because of everything that's going on with racial controversy, politics, the poverty levels, unemployment levels, all this stuff is going on, it frustrates me. It angers me that the mass media will waste time on frivolous things. So I want to talk about it and say, who cares? There are so many things going on in life that we have to focus on what's important. Our ozone is important. Our water supply is important. Let's talk about this. Let's talk to our politicians. What are we going to do? What's coming up next? Is there a voting coming up? What is the city council talking about? What is the board, the county board of supervisors talking about? What is the school districts talking about? These things matter. In the news today, Beyonce is in the news. Yes, she's in the news. And not for anything worth anything. A huge title that says Beyonce wears a $795 t-shirt to a basketball game. And the picture says it all. She is careless. She's sitting down, sipping on whatever drink she has with the lime in it, and you're sitting there taking a picture of her, worried about how much she spent on a t-shirt that she wore to the game. I really cannot believe it. It's a Gucci t-shirt, and it has a bird on it that's got some jewels and whatever. It costs $795. Now, people would say, oh, my God, $795 for a t-shirt? Who cares? Let her live her life. There is so much more going on in the world. Why are we tripping about what t-shirt Beyonce wears to a basketball game? Can you tell me what's going on in Flint, Michigan right now still? Are they still getting the water? Are there more changes being made to their water supply? Other cities, even my hometown, is affected by chemical treatments in our water. Donald Trump just won the state of Georgia. Yes. Did you know that? Well, more than likely, we don't know the serious things that are going on in life because we have all these little flies around us and all these little dumb articles going on about Beyonce wearing a $795 t-shirt. I don't care. So I'm going to post it right now as we speak. Midge J, who cares? See, I'm typing it right as we speak. Talking about it on midday in the morning, how to get through the anger, things that aggravate us, things that agitate us, and getting aggravated and agitated is what we need in order to make changes. Who are you going to support politically? Celebrities? What actually matters to your life? These things influence your reactions to other things. I mean, if you're a Donald Trump supporter, I can't tell you who to vote for and who not. If you're not a Donald Trump supporter, what are you doing in order to make a difference? Talking about things that really don't matter in life has nothing to do with nothing. That was the example I just wanted to give. It has nothing to do with nothing. We're talking about what makes us angry, who you support, who you don't support, what celebrities you like, who you don't like. All that stuff does not matter in life, and it aggravates me and frustrates me that we're doing things to distract the serious situations that are going on in life. And because I get so agitated, because I get so frustrated, I am an advocate for my community. I make sure I am active in my community. I'm making sure that I'm offering whatever resources I can and joining with other people who are offering the same. Here's another thing in news. Burger King in Japan did a project for an $80 Whopper. Yeah, an $80 Whopper. And all they did was add a whole bunch of pickles. Who cares? I don't know why we have all of this frivolous news going on when we have serious issues happening in our world. There are a lot of things I'm pretty sure going on in Japan. My listeners over in Japan, let me know. Don't y'all got some serious stuff going on and y'all don't care about adding $80 worth of pickles onto a burger to actually take the time to do the article and put it out there? I'd rather see a positive article about somebody triumphing over some strange situations. I'd rather see the homeless person actually finding the job. I'd rather see a single mom actually getting married and the support that she needs and gaining employment and having the children together. I'd rather see stories about that. I'd rather see stories about people that are doing great things and great acts of kindness and paying it forward in the community than to see what Beyonce wears to the basketball game or to see that you added $80 worth of pickles onto a Whopper. Who cares? That's the end. I'm done. We're getting through the anger. I told you guys I'm going to give you guys some great example of what's happening right now on Ms. J in the morning, and we have to do the Ms. J area code check-in. So what frustrates me is those of you who are not listening to Ms. J in the morning. Why is that? Why are you not ODing on positivity each and every day? Now I'm joking, you guys. I am so thankful for all of you who are tuning in and calling in each and every day around the world. Those of you in Japan that have checked in, please let me know if you have a lot of more serious things going on other than this $80 Whopper. If you guys want to read the articles, follow me at Ms. J Online on Twitter and on Facebook. I've already posted it. It's Ms. J in the Morning. Who cares? So go ahead and read the article, share your thoughts, and all of that greatness. Let's do the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who have called in on your phone, I've been writing down your area code. Those of you who send me direct messages because you can't call in but you're listening on your computer, I have your area code as well. So I'm starting to get familiar with some of these area codes, and I'm thankful for my constant, my faithful listeners. Thank you. Thank you so much. 209 is on lock, and I know that's my hometown, and I'm so excited that it is 3 hours behind Pacific Standard Time, and you guys are up early, ready, and listening. Thank you so, so, so much for your support. 209, 916, and 510. I know that's West Coast. Thank you so much. 818 is West Coast as well. 980-242-407-716, 814-860-914-972-673-718-626-404-213-770-843-678-865-901-943-250-5518. Did I say 310-601-347-334-469-409-314-820-956-682? Thank you so much. I'm grateful for all of you for tuning in. Of course, I said Japan has checked in, the UK, Canada, the Netherlands, Finland. I'm actually having people listen in Finland. Thank you so much for everyone around the world. Austria, thank you so much for tuning in and checking in with Ms. J in the Morning. Getting through the anger, no matter what frustrates you, no matter what agitates you, make sure your reaction has purpose and you're making a choice to be more positive in every single situation. The examples that I gave today are examples that you can place in almost any situation. First, make a choice. Is it worth it? Sometimes you have to check yourself before you check someone else. It's best to do that in most situations. Check your emotions. Make sure, is this a deal breaker? Have open communication, whether it's in a romantic relationship, a business partnership, your family member, no matter who it is, a simple friendship, even your neighbors. Make sure you have open communication. Sometimes you need to take a breather. Sometimes you just need to step away from the situation, relax yourself, and then come back and start it again. Sometimes it's not even worth it, and all you need to do is not say anything at all. And a lot of times I tell people that, don't say anything at all. I've been attacked over and over again by people, even on social media, and I don't respond. Sometimes that's the best response ever, is no response at all. I know what people are saying. I simply either unfriend them or block them. I don't have to tell them. I don't have to post anything that say, I hate when people, I am blocking people. You don't have to do that, because you know that you have mutual friends that's going to go back and say something, or they think it's causing too much drama that you don't need in life. A lot of times the best reaction is no reaction at all. And there are times that I've reacted out of emotion. I've reacted quickly. And did I regret it? Yeah. But it's natural. It happens. And that's why I'm thankful for a brand new day, to start a brand new way, to forget about the things that happened in the past, and let's move forward to the greatness that is waiting for us. 2016 is a year of greater. This Saturday, March 5th, I want you to meet me in Stockton, California. I'm going to do a seminar, Empowered to Lead, for those of you who are angry about the things that are going on in your community and you want to join with other people who are going to help make a change. Join me. Invite everybody. I'm going to be personally contacting you to say, hey, can you come and bring four or five people with you? If you can't come, can you send four or five people? We all win. That's all we're going to do. So I'm going to leave you with some more aggressive music in a positive way. All I do is win with DJ Khalid and a whole bunch of hip hop right here on Ms. J in the Morning. You guys have an awesome day. Make a choice to be positive in every way, to get through the anger, because all we do is win. Here's DJ Khalid on Ms. J in the Morning. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
DJ Khalid. Hey. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody
I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, what they saying, loot is back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Ludiak. Hey. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like urban, tight like a million. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the already never count me out. Yo. Y'all better count me in. Yo. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Whoa. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, go. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Getting bored, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, close them up. Pardon me, I'm boss enough, pressure up, bless you, bro. Don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, hit it back. It's a trick, jump the track back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.